Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be talking about the Rails Reseed Gem. This is my first gem out there, and I think it's going to be quite handy for a lot of people. It was inspired by an article by Nathan Beckel. I am probably butchering your name, so I do apologize. But essentially, what this article was talking about was reseeding or creating a rate task to reseed your database. Now, essentially, how that works is it actually will drop the database, recreate it, run all your migrations, and then run your seed. So we'll fill out your site with a fresh database with just clean seed data that you've first created, so it's no cruft. So what this gem does is essentially it creates that rake command for you. So it's just a simple rake db reseed. I'm not too sure if I should try and pull request this into the Rails repo or not, but I think it's a handy little gem to have. I am finding a lot more that personally myself, I'm trying to make sure I maintain a really good seeds file, as well as making sure that I'm keeping it really nice for any new developers coming on. That's a big thing for me, is if you have a project, kind of don't think of it, even if you're just solo at the moment, don't think of it that you're going to be the only person maintaining or working on this repo. So it's good to have, as well, probably I'd say if you do come back to a project a lot later, like say you might have a new machine and to get up running, it's going to be a hassle. So having good documentation as well as good seeds file in Rails is really, really important. So I think this gem solves that issue. That's Rails reseed. So you can find that on Ruby gems as Rails_reseed. And all you have to do is simply add it to your gem file in your development group, and you'll be able to have access to that rake command. As it says, rake db reseed. Give it a try and let me know what you think. I'd just like to give some thanks first, though, to Jared from the Changelog for sending out a tweet and giving us a nice little shout out about the gem. And also a massive thanks to Rob Zolkos for adding some tests and letting me know what I probably should also add to the README, so keeping it all nice for open source and the contributions. So that's it. Send a tweet to @CoderCatchUp or leave a comment on CoderCatchUp.com to let me know your thoughts on the episode as well as the gem if you've tried it out. And if you do want to commit to it, you can go to github.com/pixelstack/reseed. Leave some issues, do a pull request, fork it, whatever you want to do there. But anyway, we'll catch you in the next episode.